What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Oofy Doofies Are the New Bad Boys. Let me say that one more time. The Oofy Doofy is the new bad boy. Now, unfortunately, guys, I'm driving at night. You can't see me. So this is probably going to be a... No, this definitely will be an audio-only video. Because obviously you can't see me, so it's going to be audio only. And the reason, unfortunately, you can't see me because, well, I'm driving. And today I was at the gym. In fact, I just came out of the gym about an hour or two ago. And man, I look good, I feel good. Just an FYI, you know, if any of you guys go to the gym, go to the sauna. Because when you go to the sauna, you spend 15 minutes in there, which is what I usually spend in the sauna. Man, that sauna just opens up your pores, all the oils, all the dirty stuff. You know, the dead skin, all that stuff comes off of you, man, when you start building up that sweat. And the good thing about the sauna, man, it actually makes your face look younger. Because it's pretty much, in a way, exfoliate, I don't know. It's pretty much, it basically means your the pores on your face open up, all the disgusting stuff comes out, it removes the oil and the water from the face, and that makes you look like you're younger. And your face is healthy. But this video is not about obviously going to the sauna and working up a sweat in the hot sauna. Now, I got a pizza right next to me here. I know what you guys are saying. Omar, you just came out of the gym. You're eating a whole pizza from 7-Eleven. They gave me a $5 coupon off. So I just couldn't help myself. I had the munchies. So today, guys, is gonna be considered my cheat day. Coincidentally, it's also my cheat day when it comes to Yogi Obe's mom. But then again, am I really cheating on Yogi Obe's mom if I don't have $75 in my pocket? Anyway, going to the point of this video, that the Oofy Doofy is the next bad boy. Now, as you guys know, I was in San Cristobal, Mexico for a month. I just came back a little over a week ago. And I did a couple of videos about the Oofy Doofy in San Cristobal. And that's because there's a big expat community of white people in San Cristobal. Because it's very cheap. It's an artsy-fartsy city. Not to mention that... San Cristobal is a gateway to Oaxaca. It's a gateway to Guatemala. So a lot of Europeans, they go there, they have a stopover, and then they continue to wherever they want to go. So a lot of the expats in San Cristobal, again, they're all European. A lot of these expats, the guy was an Oofy Doofy. And the girl is a little bit hotter than the guy. And of course, you walk around and you're like, why is this hot woman doing with a goofball? Why? Well, I'm gonna tell you why. You see, what I found out at the gym today, because this is the first time I go to the gym here in America. Last time I was at the gym was 2 months ago. And I've seen this before, but thanks to going out to San Cristobal and gaining this new type of knowledge about the Oofy Doofy, I now figured out why the Oofy Doofy is the replacement for the bad boy. You see, women want a challenge. Let me say that one more time. Women want a challenge. They want to take what they deem to be a defective man, and they want to turn that man into a productive member of society. Now, of course, when she turns that man into a productive member of society, she's gonna lose all respect for him. This is why the bad boy beats the shit out of a woman, steals her money, and eventually ends up dumping her because he knows the second he gives up his ways and becomes a good person, she's gonna lose respect for him and go cheat on him with other dudes. So the Oofy Doofy is a safe bet compared to the bad boy. Now, I told you guys when I was first in Cancun, I met this 40-year-old girl who just got out of a relationship with a bad boy who beat the shit out of her, took $1,500 from her to start up a business, but ended up ghosting her, and now she's going out with Oofy Doofy looking guys. So when I was at the gym, I was doing deadlifts, and I was at my deadlift machine, and the machine next to me on the left of me, there was an Oofy Doofy and a girl. And the girl was young, hot, blonde, blue eye, white. And the Oofy Doofy was also a white kid. However, these people were like probably 18, 19. And the white girl, again, they were both white. So the white girl, what she was doing, she was coaching him how to get into an Ivy League university, how find a major that he'll make a lot of money off of. And the reason behind it is that she is grooming him to be her Beta Bucks Deluxe. Let me say that one more time. When it comes to an Oofy Doofy, a woman wants an Oofy Doofy to be her Beta Bucks Deluxe. Like Hormax, or formerly known as Hard Hitting Health J, famously said Beta Bucks Deluxe. Now, what ends up happening in the scenario, guys, when a woman wants to turn a defective man into a Beta Bucks Deluxe, she wants the challenge because the Oofy Doofy, as we know, okay, the Oofy Doofy, guys, he is somebody who is weak, pathetic. He has really no ambitions in life. He's just a happy-go-lucky type fellow. So the Oofy Doofy is kind of the opposite. If you think about it, guys, if you really think about it, the Oofy Doofy is the mirror opposite of the bad boy. You know, the bad boy, he likes his ways. The bad boy likes drinking alcohol, likes driving recklessly, likes not working. And the Oofy Doofy is the same way. The Oofy Doofy, he wants to play video games, watch porn all day, and just not be a productive member of society. So the Oofy Doofy and the bad boy, even though they're two totally different creatures, at the end of the day, the bad boy and the Oofy Doofy are deemed to be defective by women, and they need to be turned into productive member of societies. Now, unlike the bad boy, the Oofy Doofy doesn't make the woman's pussy wet, okay? Unlike the bad boy. So why would a girl skip the bad boy and go for the Oofy Doofy? Well, the answer is very simple. The Oofy Doofy is never gonna make her cry. He's never gonna lay hands on her. Now, I don't know about you guys, you tell me in the comment section, but almost every couple I've seen where the guy was an Oofy Doofy and the girl was hotter than him, the girl physically was bigger than he is. Let me say that one more time. Almost all the Oofy Doofy couples I've seen, whether it's here in small town USA, whether it was in San Cristobal, all the Oofy Doofy couples I, Amr Mitwali, have seen, the woman was almost always physically bigger than the guy she was with. You guys, let me know in the comment section if you also noticed that a lot of these weak, pathetic soy boys out there actually do have a woman who's physically bigger than they are. Let me know in the comment section. So the woman, she's not interested in the Oofy Doofy like that. In fact, a couple of months ago, somebody uploaded a clip from an old TV show on MGTOW TV, and there was an Oofy Doofy. Guys, there always have been Oofy Doofies throughout human history. The oofy doofy is really nothing new, other than the fact that women are now going after the oofy doofy. Anyway, so the oofy doofy in this old TV show, the girl that he was with, the father said to his son, "Son, this girl is after your money. That's why she's with you." And the girl, she turns around to the father and she says, "I'm not after his money. I'm after your money." You see, guys, when you're in a place like San Cristobal and you see these white couples there, how are they funding their trip? You know, a lot of women, one of the main reasons women go after the oofy doofy, it's because the oofy doofy comes from a rich family, and she knows that this oofy doofy, he'll not be able to provide, so he'll end up going to the parents to get money from the parents so he can, you know, take care of his family. Now, as you guys know, I was married to an Egyptian hojabi. The bitch actually thought I was an oofy doofy myself. Can you imagine that? Some Egyptian ho thought I was an oofy doofy. You know, she wanted me to quit YouTube. She wanted me to quit doing videos for you. She wanted me to go work for my father, make a lot of money, and then give her that money. And I'm like, nah, bitch, that's not how I work. And needless to say, we were divorced within a month of getting married. But this just goes to show you guys, the woman out there who get with an oofy doofy, they don't love the oofy doofy. They don't care about the oofy doofy. They just want someone that they can groom into providing them a certain lifestyle. And if the guy can't do that lifestyle, you know, by working, then she's gonna get the money through the family. This is why when you see a woman with an oofy doofy, most of the time that oofy doofy comes from a well-to-do family, and they are smooching off of the oofy doofy's parents. That's how they're able to travel and live a lavish lifestyle. Under no circumstance, guys, does any woman out there get the tingles in her pussy from an oofy doofy. Let's get that out in the open right now, guys. No woman is ever physically attracted or aroused to an oofy doofy. That does not happen. Why? Oofy doofies are weak, they're pathetic, they're neutered men pretty much. You guys need to understand, man, back in the day when we lived with a fucking T-Rex, imagine if T-Rex came around, what would the oofy doofy do? The oofy doofy would not only not protect the woman, but he'd actually go to the woman hoping she would protect him. So oofy doofies, inherently speaking, this is why they never got to reproduce, because the female's biology, guys, is to eradicate the oofy doofy. Today, because we live in a country where we don't have to struggle, T-Rex doesn't come around anymore, the oofy doofy is able to not just live freely, but to also reproduce, which is why we get more weak, pathetic males in the gene pool because of the oofy doofy. Now, in this case, what you guys out there need to understand is that when a woman gets with an oofy doofy, and a lot of guys out there don't know it, but especially in the Muslim community, okay? A lot of you Muslim copers out there, you guys need to understand, man. You guys know I'm a part of a Muslim community. Indians, Arabs, and as we all know, Indians and Arabs are not exactly the best looking people on the face of the planet. This is why the guys have to be doctors, engineers, lawyers, so they can make a shitload of money so some dumb whore can come in and take their money and squander it. You see, women who go for the oofy doofy, they don't respect you, okay? They just want to use and abuse you. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, listen to me very carefully, especially you Muslim copers who believe Muslim women are the best. A lot of Muslim women out there, they actually hide money, your money. They take your money and they put it into a secret bank account because they know one day they're going to get tired of you and they're going to divorce you. And this usually happens after the kids have graduated high school. Guys, I've seen this in our Muslim community here in South Florida, where the kids would graduate high school and the woman will divorce her oofy-doofy husband. So what these women do, and before we even get into what the women do, you Muslim guys out there need to understand, man, there are Muslim guys out there who make over $10,000 a month, and at the end of the month, they have nothing left. It's like, Ahmed, what happened to all that money that you made? Oh, no, ask the wife. So the woman, they take all the money you made and they squander it on retarded shit. Number one, the woman, they take your money, they put it into a secret bank account, so when the time comes for them to divorce you, they would have, you know, several tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in a secret bank account that you do not even know of, that she herself was funding with your own hard-earned money. That's number one. Number two, why women, Muslim women, take money from Muslim men is that they don't want you guys to live the alpha male lifestyle. As you guys know, I am Mitwali. I hop on planes and I fuck hot bitches. That's just how I operate. You see, your wife, she doesn't want you as an oofy doofy being able to do what I do, because you might actually realize, oh shit, I can get more pussy, better pussy, if I geomax. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. Real motherfucking talk, okay? Real talk. When I was in Dominican Republic, personally, I hated Dominican Republic. Granted, I went there during the height of Scamarona. Maybe that had something to do with it. I might go to Dominican Republic again, kind of round two, but I really couldn't stand the heat and humidity. But anyways, when I was in Dominican Republic, guys, I saw these black guys. They're from America. I think they were either firefighters or Chicago PD, you know, Chicago Police Department. Obviously, they're on vacation, and the guys are there hanging out with fucking prostitutes. And one of the guys was calling his wife. He's like, hey, honey, me and the boys, we're out fishing. Yeah, I got the big one on the line. Let me call you back in a few minutes. And in a way, he wasn't lying, because he really was fishing for prostitutes. And he did have a big fish on the line, you know. He had like a fucking Shaniqua. But the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that a lot of married men realize that they can have more sex, better sex, if they actually take that money and then they go out and they travel, okay? So your hijabi of a wife, she makes sure that you do not have any money to travel, you know? There are, you know, do you think a Muslim guy can do what I can do? Do you think Muslim guys can just hop on planes and go wherever they want in the world? They can't do what I, Amr Mitwali, do, even though I'm not even making a fraction of what these Muslim dudes are making. But again, the woman purposely drains their bank account for A, to make sure she has a whole lot of money when she decides to divorce him, and B, to keep the husband from traveling. That way the husband doesn't realize, oh shit, I can get better woman, hotter woman, cheaper woman by going overseas. So, another thing to keep in mind, gentlemen, is that the oofy doofy, while he is a challenge like the bad boy, the woman wants to change him into becoming a productive member of society, guys. Men are waking up. Even if men never heard of MGTOW or Red Pill or Black Pill or Incel, even, men are waking up. You see, like Sandman said, when things get tough for men, men get into survival mode, okay? Things are getting tough, guys. Gas is going up. Granted, gas came down because the Democrats won the elections. But I guarantee you guys, after the elections, this is going to be the winter of our discontent. You know, gas is probably going to go up to $10 a gallon. Food is probably going to skyrocket. Rent is probably going to even double even more than what it is already now. So when bad shit happens, men get into survival mode. They're no longer interested in breeding with women because obviously when times are tough, it's more important for you to survive than it is to go out and breed. So a lot of guys out there are beginning to live a minimal lifestyle. Here in small town USA, where I'm at in Florida, you can live here for $1,000 a month. So let's say you and three other roommates, you get a nice little house, and the house is rented out for $2,000 a month. You know, four of you pay rent, $500 a piece. Okay, so your rent is $500 a month. You know, obviously you're sharing that rent with like three other people. Believe it or not, guys, I actually went to Walmart the other day, and guess what? Food is still relatively cheap in Walmart. You know, I got a pound of chicken thighs bone in for under $2. You know, that's about the same price as back in San Cristobal. Granted, the chicken was not fresh, but still, man, you can eat here in America for about $6 or $7. You know, you can get 2 pounds of chicken for $4. That's what I normally do. Then you can get some veggies for like $2, you know. And then for that extra dollar, you can get maybe, I don't know, seasoning or ketchup. So for about $7, guys, you can eat here in America for $7 if you are willing to cook the food yourself. And it's going to be healthy food, obviously. So your rent is $500 a month. Your food is $200 a month, okay? Let's say your car is paid off, or you're carpooling with your buddies, or, you know, you might even ride a bicycle to work. So where I'm at here in small town USA, if you have a minimal lifestyle, you can live for about $1,000 a month, believe it or not. However, when I go to Walmart, I don't go into Walmart with a cart. I don't go into Walmart with a basket. I just walk into Walmart, I get my chicken, I get my vegetables, and I walk out. Every couple I see at Walmart, especially the younger people, you know, millennials, they have a cart full of shit. They have a cart full of hundreds of dollars worth of products, and I guarantee you, 95% of what these people buy, they don't even need. But why are they buying it? Because the woman is saying to herself, it's not my money, it's his money, so I'm gonna squander his money on dumb shit, okay? So when I, Amr Mitwali, walk in and out of Walmart, I spend $7. When a goofball walks in Walmart with his whore of a girl, he's gonna walk out spending several hundred dollars, okay? Why? Because she's purposely draining his bank account, okay? So he doesn't go anywhere else, okay? He can't afford it. And at the same time, she's buying a shitload of stuff. So when it comes time to leave the dude, she actually has stuff she can take with her. Now, like I mentioned a couple of seconds ago, men are beginning to wake up, you know? Guys, there's a reason why guys sign up to OnlyFans. At the end of the day, guys, what do we want? We want sex and female validation. That's all we want. Guess what? Like Incel TV said in his recent video, most married guys aren't even getting sex once or twice a year. So there's a reason why these guys are going on OnlyFans, because they get to pay $10, $20 a month, see some Sharmuta naked, and then they get female validation by interacting with her, even though that's probably a 5'4" curry sale named Yogi Obs in India who's chatting with them. But hey man, they don't know any better. So guys go to OnlyFans because they get female validation and they get to see naked woman. Now, like Red Pill Married said, women are already cutting back alley deals. In fact, a friend of mine, you know, he's a millennial, young millennial, and he's telling me, man, there are women out there, they're 20 years old, they're single mothers, and they're selling their pussy for $50. There are women out there who will let you fuck them here in America, here in Florida. There are women out there, young, hot woman, 20-year-old woman, who will let you fuck them for $50. So imagine you are a oofy doofy and you don't have rich parents. You're gonna say to yourself, hey man, I like playing video games. I like working part-time. I like the way my life is right now. If I get a girl, I'm gonna have to double, triple, or even quadruple my income. Okay? So what a lot of guys are gonna do, okay, in addition to OnlyFans, they will be able to make back alley deals with women where, hey, for $50, let me come over, bust a nut. Those back alley deals are already happening. And those back alley deals will even get more and more and more popular as things get worse and worse and worse. See, this is why women are skipping the bad boy. You see, women know that the bad boy ultimately, even though the bad boy makes that pussy wet, women ultimately know that the bad boy will eventually run out on them. This is why they are going after the oofy doofy by grooming the oofy doofy, thinking that the oofy doofy is going to become a productive member of society and he's going to work a 9-to-5 job he hates. So happy wife, happy life. But again, even the goofy doofy, even the oofy doofies are beginning to wake up a little bit. And once the oofy doofies realize what's going on, it's pretty much gonna be GG for woman. You know, it's gonna be good game for woman. You know, you woman out there who ran around after the bad boy, you woman out there who wanted to get with the oofy doofy by grooming him into being a beta box deluxe and saying F you to the good, decent men, you're now gonna be out on the streets, maybe literally, and you're gonna be selling your pussy for $50 an hour. That is gonna be the future, gentlemen, okay? So the bottom line here, guys, is that the oofy doofy has officially replaced the bad boy, not because the oofy doofy makes that pussy wet, but simply because in an environment like this, a woman can groom an oofy doofy, or she might be able to take money through the family if the oofy doofy comes from a rich family, like my Egyptian hojabi of an ex wanted to do with me. But Amar Mitwali doesn't play that game. I don't do oofy doofy on this channel. So that's my video for you guys today. Hope you like, comment, share, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.